Normally, at this time of the year, the Lafayette High School marching band practice field would be filled with the sound of snare drums, rustling flags, and metronomes. But not today.
We had to move in, yeah.
Shannon Clark is a color guard instructor. She says it's hard work staying outdoors.
It's really hot, and it's really sticky, and there's lots of sweat.
Every day of band camp, organizers take a special heat gauge out onto the pavement. A reading of 110 means the whole operation moves inside. Beating the heat can often mean scheduling around it.
We try to go out in the morning really early before the sun starts to warm stuff up, and we try to go out again like in the evening, so we'll start practicing in the evenings next week.
Down the road, poolgoers battle for parking spaces at the Southland Aquatic Center. It's half past noon, the mercury is pushing 92, and Michael Rollins is taking a break from the water.
Yeah, the 100-degree weather is for the birds.
Rollins, a general contractor, says he can see the heat taking its toll on his workers.
That second, third day, you could tell that, like, the guys are just wore out, beat down.
It's those sorts of comments that have government officials on guard. John Babel with the Lexington Division of Emergency Management.
We're watching the situation very closely. We're in contact with other agencies who are certainly concerned about this, and we want people to stay cool and do the right thing.
The hours for cooling stations around the city have been extended, and pool admission will be discounted through Saturday when the heat warning is expected to be lifted. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Josh James.